Today being the 25th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 25th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyya Muslim Study Association of Nigeria, Madu Bello University Zara Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the ninth ayah of Surah Al-Kahf. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukene, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmuni Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. We are streaming live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan Ebiyuzare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ونصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأنزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us beautiful Allah saw Qaf wa Quran al-Majid. When he saw, he did not give the answer, but he was asking what is amazing them that somebody has come to them warning them that one day they will be called to answer for their stay on earth. Then Allah went ahead, don't they look at the firmament, how we created it, don't they look at the earth, how we have made it and spread it for them. Then he's now saying, on earth, what happens? This firmament, Allah said, I'm talking about to you. It's from there I bring down the rain to the earth. Mubarakan. And when I bring down the rain, this rain that is falling is blessed. Fambatna bihi jannatin wa habbal hasid. And as this rain is coming, I use it to make things on earth to sprout and make it a garden, wahabbal hasid, and all things that are of grain, that when you finally allow it to mature, you harvest and thresh as grains. It is me that do that. Here, Allah is telling us that wanzalna min as-samaa'i maa'an mubarakan, that this water that he brings from the heaven is blessed. The Prophet, whenever the rain is falling, he used to say that this rain does not know anything before reaching the earth. It came like that from the heaven. And those people that know the geography, how the rain falls, how water is taken from the sea, the water cycle, you know that the water coming down is very pure. The pH generally is less than 7. Even though the pH of pure water is 7, but that of the rain is less than 7, because after it falls, it will come across carbon dioxide in the air, and you have some carbonic acid. So by the time it comes, it's about between 5 point something to around 6. This is how you find the pH of water, because it has become a bit acidic. But that is what makes it even blessed, because there's a lot of nitrogen in the air. It's the highest quantity, 78%. Then you have oxygen, then you have carbon dioxide. All this are in the air. So here, you have to thank Allah for saying that this water is blessed. whenever the rain comes, it makes things on earth to sprout. Allah said, Inna sababna al-ma asabba, thumma shakakna al-arda shakka, fa'ambatna fiha habba. Allah said, He is one that caused the vegetation to sprout, and all these grains, cereals, which are the major crops till today that the earth people are eating. The major crop that people eat today is still among the cereals. Rice, corn, sorghum, millet, all over the world. This is still the major food. Allah said is the one that bring it. And when Allah is telling us this, what is it for? Allah will tell us what is it for.
والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد
والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد Not only do I bring make gardens, وحب الحصيد and grains that you harvest and thresh and keep, and whenever there's no rain throughout the year again, you continue to eat. Also, وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ We also have these palms, the date palms that you see going up in the air, لَهَا طَلْءٌ نَدِيدٌ with all its beauty. And by the time it produces, it doesn't produce seeds like the other one. This one produces fruits that you can see one layer after another layer in beauty. Look at the food of the Arabs. Allah is telling us now, their major food is date and bread, and it is from habbal hasid that you get the wheat, you get the rice in our own case, you get the corn in our own case. In some countries the major food is wheat, in some countries the major food is corn, in some cases the major food is rice. Like in the China area, their major seed is rice. In our own here, our major one is sorghum, guinea corn. In some areas, the major one is maize. All this, Allah distributed all over the earth. But with the Arabs, their major food is from date and wheat. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ
رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كذلك الخروج
رزقا للعباد آهينا به بلدة ميتة كذلك الخروج رزقا للعباد Allah said, when I send this water from the sky, it comes to the ground and I allow this to sprout. You have garden. The garden allows you to be able to plant all the things that you are going to eat, whether it's vegetable, most of your vegetables and your fruits. Then I also make you to be able to have grains, your cereals, that is your major food that you harvest and you keep. Then I also give you the fruit that is one of the best fruits. Look at the date palm. Look at the date coming out of it. How when it grows is so beautiful. All, you all see it. All this, Allah said, rizqan lil ibad. I brought it down for you as your wealth, that you will take as wealth for feeding, for looking for money, for looking for other things, rizqan lil ibad. Not only do you eat it, you also use it to look for wealth. The farmer will keep the rest, sell the rest. We hear that nobody knew before that the economy of Ukraine, most of it is on the seed, on these grains that they export until when they have war. And people were not having a lot of grains in a lot of countries before people knew that they used to produce so much grains for export. Like Nigeria is the highest producer of beans. These beans that you are seeing, Nigeria is the highest producer in the world till today. All these things are things that we should thank Allah for. So which means it not only serves for our feeding, it also serves as our wealth. Allah said, وَعَهَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا When I also bring the rain, and up to now, when I also bring the rain, I also make it to bring life to an earth that was once dead. This earth was dead. Inside it were seeds. Nobody knew about them. Because not only the ones you plant, The grass that is sprouting out, where were the seeds? They were inside there, but you never knew about it. Immediately the rain came, it starts sprouting, which means they were buried there all the while. Then who are you now that you are doubting? Am ajibu anjahum wazirum minhum qala khafirun haza shay'un ajib aiza mitna wa kunna turaban zalika rajin ba'id. You are saying that when we are dead and we are buried, is it that we shall be made to come back again? When this rain falls and you see this vegetation coming up that you did not plant, where were the seeds? The seeds have been there planted inside. But when you came, you met it as if it's dead. Kazalika al-khuruj, on the day of judgment, the same way these seeds are there buried, nobody knew of them because the rain has not fallen. Whether in the desert today, you go and fall the rain, just wait and see. Don't plant anything. Vegetation will come up. Where are the seeds? There. The same way human beings, when they die, they are buried. Nothing will remain except this the tiny thing that is remaining in the body. That will also start up and come up. The human being will come up. The whole body will be formed. Just like these grains, when you plant them, you are seeing them as only grain. Inside that grain is all the properties of that grain. The leaves, the stalk, the fruit, everything is there. Same thing, the ujibuzam of the human being that is remaining inside the earth, when the rain that Allah will pour on it is poured, kazalika al-khuruj, that's how it comes up. And again, we have to ask ourselves, Allah said, wa ambatna fiha jannatin, I'm the one that make it to sprout. In that place, Allah said, afara'aytum ma taharusun, a'antum tazra'unahu, amnahu zari'un. You see this thing that you are plowing, you are tilling. All you do is just to till. Do you do anything more than that? Allah said, afara'aytum ma taharusun, you go to the farm and you are tilling it, you are hoeing it. That's all you did. A'antum tazra'unahu, amnahu zari'un. Are you the one that farm it and make it to germinate and come up, or we are the one? Tell me. Because if Allah says, okay, I'll plant the seed for you and I will help you to till it, make it to germinate. Can you make it to germinate? You can make it to germinate. All these things, Allah is the one that makes it to germinate. Inna sabbamna al-ma'a sabba, thumma shakakna al-arda shakka, fa'ambatna fiya habba. Allah said, I make it to grow from the ground. The growth itself, the process, the angels that are in charge of it will make each one to come until the time the leaf is supposed to come out, until the offshoot comes out, until the stalk comes out, until it is time for it to make flower. It will make flower. The fertilization, who does it? Allah does all those things. All you just did is to hoe. Is that work? If you are lazy, you don't want to hoe, that's your problem. Rizqan lil ibad. Whenever I bring the rain down, I use it to bring life to the whole land that was already dead. Kazalika al-khuruj. You too, when you are dead, you are all buried in the earth. The day you come up is another kind of rain that will be made to fall on earth, and all of you will also come out. They say these ones that have been buried inside the soil are coming out now. That day, you too, that you are buried, that's how you come out. So don't be surprised.
كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود.
كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah is telling the Prophet, your people are not the first to deny the truth from Allah. Other people, the way we are talking to you now is the way we have given them examples. We have laid down bare facts for them. But before them, Kazabat Kablaham Kaum Nuhin, the people of An-Nabi Nuhu, they also denied and they put to lie the statement of Allah. Was Habu Rasi. And the people of the well, the same thing they did. Thamud. And the people of An-Nabi Salih, that is people of Talmud that are close to the Arabs, their old homes are still close there. They too, they take it to be a lie, the message from Allah. What happened to them?
وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط.
وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط. Also, the people of Nabi Hud, Ad, the people of Ad that came before the people of Samud, they put to lie what their prophets told them. وفرعون. Then Pharaoh also put to lie. We sent Moses to him. He denied that Allah did not send Moses. He himself is Allah. وَعَادٌ وَفِرْعَوْنُ وَإِخْوَانُ لُوتٍ. And the brothers or relatives of Anibilut talked to them not to destroy human beings, not to go on homosexuality. They all refused. What happened to all of them?
وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ وَقَوْمُ تُبَّعٍ كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ وَعِيدٌ.
كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرُّسُلَ وَثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ وَفِرْعَوْنُ وَإِخْوَانُ لُوطٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ وَقَوْمُ تُبَّعٍ كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ وَعِيدٌ وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ. النَّبِيُّ شَعِيبُ, he was the one that we sent to the well. That's Kadabat Kablaham, Komu Nohin, Ashab al-Rasi. He was, Anabi Shaibu was the Ashab al-Rasi. But we also sent him to this forest area that has ticket, Ashab al-Aikati. And he was there with them. Ashab al-Aikati. Komu Tubba. Kullun Kazaba Rusla Fahaka Wa'id. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح واصحاب الرس وثمود وعاد وفرعون واخوان لوط واصحاب الايكه وقوم تبع. And also the people of Tubba. Tubba is any king from Himyar in Yemen. Himyar is around Yemen. Any king from there is called Tubba. Just like in those days, any king in Egypt is called Pharaoh. The first Tubba, not the Tubba, there is another Tubba that came, that fought all over the world and came across Medina, and he was told the prophet is going to come here, and he was leaving. He left 10 of his scholars there and gave them a letter that the grandfather of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari finally handed over to him, that they handed over to the prophet. This Ayyub al-Ansari that we said that day, that his grave is still being washed over up to today in Constantinople. Here, this Qawmu Tubba, they too, they denied the message of Allah. They denied the prophet that was sent to them. Qawmu Tubba, kullun kazaba rusula. What happened to them? Fahakka wa'idi. In our own recitation, it's wa'idi. In the other one, it's wa'id. They all, these people that we listed, Qawmu Nuhin, wa sahabu al-Rasi, wa Thamud, wa Adun, wa Fir'auna, wa Qawmu Lut, all of them, kazzaba rusla, they denied the messenger, they denied the message. Fahakka wa eid. And our punishment that we promised those that deny, it became incumbent on them. When Allah said wa'ad, promise, wa'id, promise. Wa'ad is promise of something good. Wa'id is promise of something terrible. Fahakka wa'id, our terrible promise that they will be punished, all of them, they had it in this world before the hereafter comes. And all of you that you are in the Arab land, you are witnesses to all these people, because most of them live around you. What happened to them? There was inundation. Only those in this ark, about 80 of them and the animals saved. The whole world was inundated. People of Ras, first people of Anibi Shaibu, they were destroyed. What of people of Thamud? They were destroyed. What of Ad? Sakharaha alayhim sab'a ayalin wa samaniyat ayami khusuma fatara al-qawm fiha sar'a kanahum ajaz nahlin khawiya. They were destroyed. 7 days, very cold wind was coming, taking them up, lifting them up, bringing them out. By the time you finished, as if it was trees that were falling and all became crushed on the ground. The same thing with Pharaoh. The same thing with Lut. The way they were dealing with men wrongly, it was the way Allah also take them, turn them upside down and punish them. The same thing happened to Pharaoh, and people of Tuba. All of them, they were perished. They had the history of them. This is what happened to them. They too, they should be mindful. Arab, Allah is taking to the Arabs now, at the time of the Prophet. If you deny the message, you deny the messenger, those that deny before you, I have listed them to you. What happened to them? Beware, let that not happen to you.
أفعينا بالخلق الأول بل هم في لبس من خلق جديد.
أفعينا بالخلق الأول بل هم في لبس من خلق جديد. Allah is asking, ask these people, who created all this? أفرأيتم ما تمنون أنتم تخلقون هم نان الخالقون أفرأيتم ما تهرسون أنتم تزرعون أم نحن نزارعون أفرأيتم ما الذي تشربون أنتم أنزلتم من المزن أم نحن المنزلون. Allah is saying, I bring this water, I made these human beings, I make these plants. You see me every year, it is speaking to you. Why are you so amazed? Every year you go to your field, you plant grains. When you plant the grain, you go away, you go and start waiting for rain. When the rain finally comes, it germinates. Even if you don't plant, every year you see that the place that is already dead, completely blank, nothing. Rain comes, you suddenly see it germinates. If you see me, you see these creations going on. All the time you see a newborn baby is born. You see this going on. Was it difficult for me, Afa Aina bil Khalq al Awwal? This first creation that is before your eyes that you are seeing now, was it difficult for me? Did it make me to be tired? Is it something that was weary? I became weary because I did it. Then why should you be concerned that if they say it will be repeated, you are afraid that it cannot be? Falhum fi labsin min khalqin jadid. But they are confused and they are in doubt that it can be done, repeated again anew. Somebody, we ask ourselves, which do we create? We see today, people are going about and collecting old metal. What are they doing with the old metal? They call them scraps. They go back and resell them. They take it back to the people that make the cars before. They use it in making new ones. If they are the ones that made the car before with metal, why do you think if this metal that has degraded that people are collecting as scrap now, it can be taken back to them and it can be returned back and melted and used again to make these cars and to make all these products and be brought back? Also, at present, we see people collecting old bottles, plastic bottles. They are going to be melted back and used in making plastic and brought back. We believe in our own that we are doing this. Every year we are seeing Allah bringing back the vegetation, fruit. We are seeing these ones are dying, these ones are being born. If Allah is doing this, what makes us to believe that he will not be able to repeat it? Just like these people are repeating the same bottle, the same plastic that is used in making bottle is being taken back to be made to another bottle. The same way, you will be brought up on the day of judgment after you have been buried. Because every year you are burying your seed, and it is when there's water on it, it grows. The same thing, water we poured on you, the kind of water that is for you and you to you come up. And all the features of your body will come back.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah has now given us the reason that the proof that we shouldn't be surprised that he created and he's going to bring back
bring back all these creations in the day of judgment, the human beings. But why were you created? Why were we created? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah said, I did not create man and the jinn except that they worship me. I didn't ask them to go and bring me sustenance. I didn't ask them to come and feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالرَّزَّاقُ. Allah is the one that is giving sustenance. So we just hear now, he said, he is one that fall the rain. He is one that make this thing sprout. He is one that make all the grains, the cereals, that is the major food of the world today, to grow. And he said, risk on lil ibad. The date, all, he said, all this, he said, is the sustenance for mankind. Today, the time the prophet was saying this, date is only known more in that region of Middle East. How is it today all over the world? You can see the amount of date that is being sold everywhere today. And people have come to recognize that it's a very balanced food. And they take it. The powdered one, even the seeds are being used to make coffee. All these things, Allah is now telling us, what is your work? You are asked to create, you are created to come and worship Allah. But why did you come to the world and Allah give you all this? And whatever you see Allah has given you in this world is just a sample. The real one is in the hereafter. For you to walk your way to attain a height that is better for you in the hereafter. That's why Allah is telling you now. Because I send you to this world to evaluate you. Every moment you're under evaluation. So Allah is confirming. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. Indeed, we have created. Allah said, we. Nun al-Azamati. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِنَفْسِهِ. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. We have indeed created man, one alamu, and we know ma tuwaswisu bihi nafsuhu, what his self or his mind whispers within himself all the time. We know this. Because the human being, except you are sleeping, your mind is always doing something. It's either thinking of something or is hoping for something, or is making some conjecture continuously. Your eyes may not even be looking. As long as you're not sleeping, your mind is doing something. Whatever your mind is whispering to yourself, and yourself is replying back, I'm going to do this. No, it will not be like this. No, what if it's like this? Tomorrow, what? Let me have this. No, I wish to get this. No, this person is doing this. All Allah said, وَنَا عَلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَهَنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to him than his jugular veins. We all know that the jugular veins is the one carrying your life. If it's caught, the person dies. Allah said, we are closer. Here, we have a big question. This is where the Wahhabists, they depart. The people, the Sahabas, they don't question whatever Allah says. They don't try to translate it. They leave it like that. When somebody comes to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I want to become a Muslim. He said, do you witness that there is none to be worshipped but Allah? La ilaha illallah. He said, yes. Do you witness that I'm the messenger of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah? He said, yes. You are a Muslim. Nobody says, you must understand Allah to be like this. You must not understand Allah to be like this. You must understand the Prophet ﷺ to be like this. Nobody's, whatever is in your mind is what is in your mind. That's how you are. You go. You don't worship idol from today. You believe in Allah completely. Here, when Allah said, وَنَهَنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْرِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are closer to him than his jugular vein. The Wahhabis, they say, بِإِلْمِهِ. Allah is closer to you with his knowledge. When Allah says, وَنَعْلَمُ, we know, then he said, we are closer. We, is it essence or is it an attribute? We is an essence. When you say I, it's essence. So anytime Allah is talking, you listen very well. If you now say with his knowledge, which means you have separated knowledge from Allah, which means Allah is no more complete. Allah says, وَنَحَنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْرِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to him than the jugular vein. Another place said, وَنَحَنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Another place again, he said, we are closer to the person dying, but you are not seeing. When they talk of seeing, is this something to do with knowledge? It's when they talk of hearing that has to do with knowledge. If somebody says you are not hearing, okay, you can, somebody can be far away and you hear him through whatever, but you are not seeing, which means the person is there. How do we see Allah? We don't know. He is there seeing us? Yes. He's closer to us than our jugular vein? Yes. How? We don't know. Can we know? Look at the Quran, this particular surah it started. Why did it start with the said Kaf? What's the meaning of Kaf? We don't know. Wal Quran al Majid. What's the meaning of Wal Quran al Majid? The most glorious and honorable Quran. So that's how Allah is. There are things of Allah that He says you don't know. There are those that you know. The one that you know, hold to it. The one that you don't know, believe in it. Don't say you must translate it according to your own minute, almost non-existence intelligence. With Allah, do you have any intelligence? Do you have any knowledge? وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The whole knowledge of the world from beginning to the end, if you put it, the first law is just like you have put needle inside the ocean and remove it. Whatever it takes, it's not more than that. And when it comes to sustenance that Allah is giving us, Prophet said, if one of you was to run away from his sustenance, his wealth and riches will run after him like your debt is running after you. So don't worry yourself. Try what you have to just try. And what Allah has written for you is coming. Nobody can stop it. But then, why do we pray? If Allah has written our sustenance for us and is going to come to us, why are we praying? Why are we begging? Why are we going somewhere and asking Allah this, Allah this? We are doing that out of good character. Like I used to say, you travel and you are coming. You are carrying paper bags, these leather bags, and they are transparent. And there's chocolate inside. There's kulikuli inside. There's everything that you buy, somebody can see through it inside. There is even money inside. There is dress inside. As you are coming and your child come to welcome you and he's seeing the chocolate inside the bag, what does he say? He said, Father, chocolate, Father, chocolate, Father, chocolate, because he's seen it. Will he say that he's seen chocolate inside it? No. Since this, my father says, if it's for me, my father will give me, he will not beg. No. It's good character for the child to be shouting, Daddy chocolate, Daddy chocolate, Daddy sweet, Daddy sweet, Daddy sweet, because they are seeing it there. The same thing, when Allah shows you something in your mind that you like, which means that thing is there. If it's there, it's in whose hand? In Allah, in Allah's hand. What do you do? Allah, I want this, Allah, I want this, Allah, I want this, Allah, I want this. If it doesn't give you, which means originally it was not meant for you. It was meant for somebody else. Allah will replace you with something else for you. You cannot say because Allah said, from this heaven is all your sustenance and what you have been promised. I said, yes, my risk will come. I don't have to ask. I will sit down. You have to still stand up. You're going to look for it. It's the good character in asking Allah, Allah, I want, Allah, I want, Allah, I want. But sometimes Allah says, no, it's not for you, Pa. This chocolate is for that your brother that is sick. That sweet is the one that is your own. That is the difference between begging Allah. But if not, all the sustenance that you are going to have in this world, whatever will happen to you in this world, it has been written before you come to the world. So Allah said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. So Allah is telling us now that He is following the detail of all our work. From what we tahaddus nafs, what we are discussing with it ourselves, Allah is following it. And he will make it to be shown. When somebody is inside his mind, he's thinking of something good coming to him. If you look at his face is clear, good. When he's afraid of something, and in his mind, he's thinking of, he has not said it to anybody, but you see him rough, looking haggard. All this is in his mind. Allah said he knows all this.
إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد.
إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد. Allah is saying, remember this. Not what is coming inside your heart. If you now decide that you will carry it out, it's already showing on your face. Whether it's good, whether it's bad. Those that can read, they can read. Is it alaqqal mutalaqqiyani? There are the ones that are meeting together every time on you. One il yamini, one il shimali qa'id. By your right, by the right hand side, or by the left hand side, they are waiting, they are sitting. Which means every one of us have two angels with us. By your right hand side, one is there. By your left hand side, one is there. Is it alaqqal mutalaqqiyani? The two of them, they come, they meet together all the time. When they meet together, one is by the right, one is by the left. Sitting.
ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد.
ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. ما يلفظ من قول. Utterance that will come out of your mouth, just utterance, it will not come out. إلا لديه, except by it as it's coming out. رقيب, the one that is observing, what are you doing? Atidun, the one that is recording it down, making sure it is prepared. Well, what you have done is well prepared for the day of judgment. This one that is observing, Raqib, from there people call him, his name is Raqib. This one that is preparing it for the day of judgment, making sure it is written or it is photographed, is preparing, not necessarily writing. But it is written, it's prepared, it's photographed, it is documented. It's called atid. Because atada is to prepare something. Have it well prepared. Like we are doing tafsir now. The person behind the camera is preparing it. You are observing it. The one that is observing is the witness. The one that is preparing is the one documenting. This documentation, photographic documentation, written documentation, video documentation, all is being done by Atid. As it's been done by Atid, will it be taken up? إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْأَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. If it's good work, any work you do, it will be lifted. But your statement that is good, it goes by itself. Will it be lifted up? As the one that's observing is observing. The angels that are carrying work out is going to lift it. This one is taking it, it will take it in the memory. Wait for about 6 hours. If he seeks forgiveness of Allah, then it is wiped away. Just like when you take video, after sometimes, before you finish, you say it is not well taken, or it is there's something wrong in it, you wipe it. Really, there is istighfar, it will be wiped. The ulama used to say it is written down. No, it's documented. The documentation can be written. It video, all is there. Here, Allah is warning all of us to be careful. From what we are telling ourselves is inside. This one, the angels that are documenting, cannot say exactly what work we have done. So they will only record it as one because they see that your face changed as if you are trying to do good. That's all they saw. They will record it that you are trying to do good. Man hamma bis hasanatin falam ya'malha kataballahu lahu indahu hasanatan kamila. Because your face changed and they are seeing good in it, they recorded it, you are going to get good reward. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is nothing better than always for you to have good decorum and face coming down, because it means something good is in your heart. This one, you get one reward, even if you did not say anything. But if you think something of bad, your face is showing bad, but at the end you did not act on it, it is wiped away. Man hama bi sayyatin falam ya'malha, then Allah will not write that anything has happened. But if you did something bad, they will write only one. But as your face is showing good, that something good in your mind is going to happen, the angels are focusing their camera on you and trying to document. Immediately you do it, if it's utterance, mal fizu min kaulin illa ladayhi raqibun atid, they quickly document it and multiply it by 10. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. Anything you do that is good, Allah will multiply it by 10. But if you do and it is evil, then Allah will ask it to be written only once. If you intend doing it, you did not do it, nothing will be written. Immediately you intend good, it will show in your face. The angels will see it. The camera will document it. Immediately you intend bad, it will show in your face. The camera will document it. But if you now voice it out, it has become work. That's why Allah is saying, "Ma al-fizu min kaulin illa ladayhi raqibun." The one that is observing is there. If this one wants to record, he said, "No, wait." If after 6 hours he has make it, I say, the one observing said, "Look, he has make istighfar, wipe it." He wipe it away. If he don't make istighfar, then it stays there. That's why also today we now have our own phones. We take picture, we look at it. No, it's not good. Wipe, it has gone. Do you bring it back? No. All these things is there. That's why those people that are making istighfar morning and evening, they don't know what they are enjoying. All the work that they did in the night, as they are waking up, they are doing their lazim, they are making istighfar, they wipe it away. The one they do in the morning that is not good by evening is wiped away. The one that is good is left standing. That's why the Prophet said, "Woe be to this person that his one overcame his 10. His one overcame his 10. Even if you do bad and you did not make istighfar, that one that's written, how can it overcome the one that is written as 10? Any good you do is multiplied by 10. Manja bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. So these people are called Rakibun, because he's the one that is observing and watching. Atidin, because he's the one that is preparing the documentation that finally will be brought on the day of judgment.
وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد.
وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. That's how these angels will continue to stay with you. That's how all the things in your heart, Allah will continue to be observing it. When the one that you did not do finally that is good is still documented for you, the one that you did not do that is bad is abandoned, is not documented for you, the one that you did and you seek satisfaction is wiped away for you, the one that you did and is good is kept there, the one that you did that is bad and you didn't make istighfar is only recorded as one, is kept there. That's how it will continue to be until you are going to leave this world. It will continue. When you are going to leave this world, what will come? The pangs of death will come. Waja'at sakratul maut bil haqq. The pangs of death, the pain of death, it will come with truth. You see it now. Zalika ma kunta minhu tahid. This is what you have been running away from. Everybody is running away from death. You don't want death to come. You don't want death to come. But you continue to walk until the time that you are going to die comes. The angels, the one observing, the one documenting, they continue to observe and document and be sure that the one observing will make sure that only the one that's to be documented will be documented until the pangs of death will come. And then you'll be told, they will tell you, Zalika ma kunta minhu tahid. This is what you have been running away from.
ذلك يوم الوعيد.
ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد. When the dead comes, then everybody is asked to go and wait for the results to put together and brought to him. That is what you call barzakh. You are nowhere in this world, hereafter has not come. وَجَاءَ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ الْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. You be in the grave now, and as the person is in the grave, he is now seeing clearly. All of us, we cannot see clearly now. Sometimes you feel you are tired, you are not seeing. If suddenly you are tired and somebody tell you, you are tired, he said, go and sleep. He said, okay, please, tell my wife, please, nobody should come and disturb me. I want to sleep, sound sleep. If anybody comes, tell them I'm sleeping. Then suddenly somebody comes. He said, where is Oga? Oga is sleeping. He said, nobody should wake him, sir. Nobody should wake him, sir. But look, I'm having here cash. I'm asked to bring him so many millions of dollars. I came, they said I should come and he should sign it and collect it. If they go and tell him, the person that is sleeping, that somebody is outside, he say he brought millions of dollars, you have to sign a book and collect it. Where is the sleep now? The sleep is gone. First of all, I said, so you people, when they are in the grave, that's how they will continue to stay in the grave. Those that have done good work, they will be there. The way you sit down and watch movie that is beautiful, is enjoyable, you forget everything. You can imagine if that kind of movie is from paradise. Look at women. They are cooking. Then they are watching something on television. If it's interesting, they go there. The child will come and tell them, it's burning. They have forgotten. The time passed, they have forgotten. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, when people go to the grave is either like a sitting room of a beautiful guest house, or it's like behind the counter of a prison. The one that is there, that has done bad work, he see clearly his bad work now. The one that is there, that has done good work, he's seeing clearly his good work now. Inside the grave, the bad work is like a horror film. You see snake coming to eat you. All putting fear in you, you are seeing all this. Wonderful, I feel so. In that situation, after it has waited all the time that it is waited, then it is blown, wind is blown into the trumpet. Those that are promised punishment, that is the day they will see their punishment. They are the ones Allah will talk about now. Those that are promised punishment, that is the way they will see their azaba, their punishment, their various sufferings is to commence on that day. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why are you feel so comfortable? Do you know that the angel in charge of blowing this trumpet is holding the trumpet and is waiting and looking? When will he be giving the command? He's just waiting to be given the command. And you are comfortable? Sir, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what do we say? All of you be saying, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Because no matter the fear you have, الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فخشهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا من نعمة من الله فضل لم يمسسوا سوء وتبوا رضوان الله والله ذو الفضل العظيم إن ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه. Satan will be making you to fear to go and do something. Don't listen. They can't do anything to you. So don't fear. Always hold fast to this Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Don't allow a day to pass. You don't do Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel 450 times. Allah will separate you from any big problem before it comes to you. Every day, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel 450 times. Before problem will come to you, Allah will keep it. It's in the Quran, Surah Al-Imran. This is what Allah is saying. People come to الذين قالهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لهم. These people that people came to, people have surrounded you, they want to defeat you. فخشهم, fear them. Instead of fearing them, he said, no, I fear Allah. قالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is enough for me as a source of my blessing, as a source of favor. And how beautiful, how this protector of beauty, of favors, how, look at him, Allah. فَانْكَلَبُ بِنِيمَةٍ, you will turn back with nima, nothing will happen to you. All of us, let us try to recite it, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِيمَ الْوَكِيلُ, 450 times a day. If you are in trouble, recite it 3 times. In the morning, before you go to sleep, and before the dawn, around 4:30, before it is dawn, recite it again, 450. Recite it very well, and put your faith in Allah. Wallahi, nothing will happen to you. That's why Allah said, وَنُ فِيهَا فِي السُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. The trumpet will be blown, the wind to be blown into it will be blown into the trumpet. That is the day that is promised for those that are going to receive punishment and suffering from Allah.
وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ.
وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا. That day now, after the trumpet is blown, everybody will rise from his grave. وَجَاءَتْ, every soul will come to his Lord now. مَعَهَا, with him. سَائِقٌ, somebody that is driving him. وَشَهِيدٌ, and the one that is bearing witness. People will be in two. There are those that are going to paradise. There are those that for sure they are going to hell. Allah said, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. If you see a criminal, how do you, and he's been brought to court, his hands are tied. خُزُوهُ فَقُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَهِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرُوهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. He's tied, handcuffed. The policeman is coming behind him. The prison warder is dragging him. The policeman is being dragged like that. The same thing when a big man is coming to deliver an address in a podium. The policeman too is also carrying his documents for him. But this one is walking on his own, smiling and coming. Whereas this one is being dragged, and somebody, or Shahid, the bearing witness, Saik, is driving him, carrying his document. The same way this other one is also coming on his own, and there's the person holding his document is also coming with him. This is how we see happen day to day life. Let us watch it. You go to the court, when they are bringing criminal, that you see, go! Whoa. Then you see the policeman just holding the document. He's coming with him. He's coming to be the one to accuse him. Or the policeman is the one pushing him, and the government lawyer is the one holding the document.
لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ.
لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ, then you'll be told, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا, you have been negligent of this day that is going to come. لَكَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. Today we have removed the veil that is covering you. Say you are asleep. You cannot see. People are talking. You do not pay attention. You are negligent. You are only thinking of what to eat, how to commit crime, how to do all those things. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. That veil we have removed today. فبصرك اليوم حديث today your eyes are sharp you are seeing everything clearly nothing is missing from you even if you are blind in the world that day you see the policeman is pushing forward the lawyer is holding your file same thing here the big man the policeman is standing behind him witnessing his personal aide is holding this file where he's coming to read his reports which side do you want to belong to Papa Sarakali Hamadi, today your eyes are very clear. If you are a mu'min, that you are, have no doubt, but you still did not understand what is happening that day, you too, you see how Allah will put you in ni'mah. Those of them that refuse to pray, they refuse to give zakah, they refuse to do the good thing, they will see how they will be dragged. And they, will, they too, their sight will be very clear. There's nothing they are not seeing now.
وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد
وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد وقال قرينه those that have been close that these two angels managing him all his life that today they are coming if he's a bad person they will treat him as a bad person that day if he's a good person they will treat him as a good person for the bad person this is what will happen وقال قرينه this attaches will say Allah هذا ما لدي عتيد This is the document I've prepared. Look at it. Like you are taking to the judge. Then the judge, everything document is known to him. It's only there for the person himself to know that he did this. The evidence are there. The items are there. Is there anything that he has, he says is not true? He himself, he knows. Because his video is recorded, his picture, everything is there. Everything is here prepared. Look at it. Then it will be told, the two of them will be told, Alkiya fi jahannama, the two of you, take him to hell. Kula kafiri anid, one that was denying when he was in the world that this day will not come. Anid that was obstinate, take him and put him in hell. So Allah is listening to us now. Since the day we came to the world and our mind started talking to itself, up to the mouth, up to what we do, up to that the documentation, what will happen and how it will end up on the day of judgment. It's there for us. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to be among the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah lift this Islam. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah assist Islam with the truth. May Allah assist Islam with the truth. May Allah assist all our leaders to guide us aright. May Allah take away these problems in Nigeria. All those that are bringing problems to Nigeria, may Allah weaken them. May Allah strengthen the good people that will raise this country. Jal Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our ulama. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward the ulama of our ulama. All those that are sitting among us, may Allah give them the health. All those that are healthy, may Allah increase their health. All of us, may Allah grant us the knowledge of the Quran. To be able to memorize it and have knowledge of it. May Allah make us to be lovers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to be beloved within the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to see the Prophet in this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to drink, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to stay in. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May he reward the Sahaba for us. All those that brought all the knowledge from time of the Prophet in their chain down to us, may Allah reward each one of them. May Allah make us to leave this world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmid din, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih lima ughliq. Al-Khatim lima sabaqa nasr al-haq wal-haq. Wal-hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa ala alihi haqqa qadri miqdaril azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين